All right, today we're going to dive into two muscles in your upper back that are incredibly important, but honestly, don't always get the credit they deserve. Let's take a tour of your body's hidden helpers, the rhomboids.
You've heard it a million times, right? From a parent, a teacher, sit up straight, pull your shoulders back. It's like the number one piece of advice for good posture. But have you ever actually stopped and thought, what's doing that? Which muscles are getting the signal and doing all that work?
Well, the answer is a really cool pair of muscles, kind of tucked away between your spine and your shoulder blades. And they're the stars of our show today, the rhomboid minor and the rhomboid major. So let's meet them.
Now, thankfully, they're named pretty logically. You've got the rhomboid minor, it's the smaller one, and it sits right on top. And just below it, you have its bigger sibling, the rhomboid major. Together, they make up this absolutely crucial connection between your spine and your shoulder blade, which is also called the scapula.
So to kind of get our bearings, you know, figure out where these guys fit in, they're what we call extrinsic back muscles. And really, all that means is that they're part of a group of muscles closer to the surface that help connect your arms to your spine. But even though we call them superficial, they're actually hiding just underneath that big, diamond-shaped muscle you probably know, the trapezius.
Okay, so we know who they are, but to really, really understand what they do, we've got to know exactly where they attach. So let's map out their anchor points, what anatomists call their origin and their insertion.
First up, the little guy, the rhomboid minor. Its journey starts right at the base of your neck. It originates from the nuchal ligament, that's this really strong fibrous band running down your neck, and the bony little bumps of your C7 and T1 vertebrae. From there, the muscle fibers travel kinda down and out, and they plug right into the inside edge of your shoulder blade, right near that bony ridge you can feel, the scapular spine.
And following right along is the rhomboid major. It basically picks up where the minor leaves off. It starts a little lower, on the spines of the T2 through T5 vertebrae of your upper back. And just like its partner, its fibers run down and outward, inserting on that same inner edge of the shoulder blade, just covering the area below the scapular spine.
Okay, so we've mapped their location. We know their attachments. But muscles are pretty useless without power, right? So how do the rhomboids get their marching orders and the energy they need to actually do stuff? Well, that brings us to their power supply, the nerves and the fuel lines.
So here's a cool thing. Both muscles are controlled by the exact same nerve. It's called the dorsal scapular nerve, and it comes from the C4 and C5 nerve roots way up in your neck. That's the command line. And for fuel, you know, blood and oxygen, their main supply comes from the dorsal scapular artery, with a little backup help from some nearby arteries too.
All right, we've covered the blueprint, the wiring, and the fuel lines. Now we get to the fun part, the part we've all been waiting for. What do these muscles actually do? This is the payoff, where we see how all that anatomy translates into real-world action.
Their number one most important job is something called scapular retraction. And that's just the fancy anatomical term for that posture cue we started with, pulling your shoulder blades together back toward your spine. It's a huge deal for keeping your shoulders stable and giving your arms a strong base to move from.
So how does that work? Well, when that signal zips down the dorsal scapular nerve, the rhomboid fibers shorten and contract. And because of that diagonal path they take from the spine out to the shoulder blade, that pulling motion draws the scapula up and in, right toward the middle of your back. I mean, it's just a beautifully efficient design.
But wait, there's more. They have another, more subtle trick up their sleeve. The rhomboids, especially the bigger rhomboid major, also help with a slight downward rotation or tilting of the shoulder blade. See, because the lower fibers of the major attach near the bottom tip of the scapula, when they pull, they tug that bottom corner inward. This causes the whole shoulder socket, the glenohumeral joint, to tilt just a little bit. It's a really important complementary move that helps keep the whole shoulder joint stable and secure.
Okay, wow. We've been on a pretty detailed tour of the upper back. I know that's a lot to take in. So let's kind of zoom out and pull it all together into one complete blueprint. A quick summary of everything we've covered about this dynamic duo.
This table just lays it all out perfectly, doesn't it? You can see right away, both the minor and the major share the same nerve and pretty much the same main jobs, retraction and rotation. The big difference is really in their starting points on the spine. The minor is up high, while the major has this broader origin a bit lower down, which gives it a little more leverage for things like posture and shoulder stability.
So, the next time you think I should pull my shoulders back, you'll know exactly who's doing all that work. You've officially met the rhomboids, the hidden helpers that are so key to your posture. And that really just leaves us with one final thought, right? Now that you know them, are you giving them the attention and support they need to do their job for you?